Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten, how are you today?
I'm good. I hope you all are ready to wake up.
I know. I was just thinking, if anyone's not properly clicked into Friday yet, this is definitely going to do it for you, because it's going to be hard to be not a bit awake after this segment. What are we talking about, Kirsten?
So we're doing marching bands.
Marching bands. Wow. Where do they come from? Is it a war thing? Is that where they kind of stem from?
Yes, it is. They derive from military bands, and you can still see that in like formations, and they'll sort of say, "Turn around," you know, they'll still have sort of instructions like that in the uniforms. But it's become a thing in the U.S., especially related to unis, to universities, and football games, and well, lots of sports games, and it's leaked into popular music. I mean, a lot of pop music stars, you know, got their musical training in marching bands. Like, think about Lizzo playing the flute.
Of course, yeah.
And it's been a big deal in Southern hip hop because there's a lot of iconic, like, historical Black colleges and unis. Yep. And so you think about, like, you know, Yin Yang Twins have done it, Outkast, Missy Elliott. But you'll see Kanye sort of, you know, have marching band stuff in his music too.
I think about that amazing performance that Beyonce did at Coachella before the pandemic, where it was just her and an enormous marching band, and it was incredible to watch. And I think it was on Netflix even for a while. You could watch that performance, but it was so marching band centric. Like, that was the whole point of it.
Yeah. That 2018 Coachella recorded one. I think it even won an Emmy.
And yeah, that's right. It did. Wow.
That's showing amazing. How, you know, that there are linkages, and, you know, it leaks in this, you know, even though, you know, no one usually wants to put on a full-on marching band track. Some people do.
I'm going to hit this first song while we're talking, which will probably be polarizing, because I know this band is always polarizing for the BFM listeners, having been a massive band in history. So what have we got here, Kirsten?
So this is Fleetwood Mac, Tusk. And so if you think about what a big album Rumours was when it came out, and, you know, people are like, how are you going to follow this up, you know, and which happens to a lot of bands.
Totally.
And so this came from their next album. Actually, one quote is, one of the weirdest top 10 hits any megastar has ever dropped.
Yeah, that's a fair call.
And so they said that they took this drumming and this marching band stuff and made it into an evil-sounding sex and drugs chant. With this chant about who's on the phone. And so they literally got a college marching band, USC marching band, and Stevie Nicks does baton twirling, and she was a twirler in high school.
See, this is so different to New Zealand culture, because, like, no one in New Zealand probably was a twirler in the high school marching band, you know what I mean? I think the closest you get is if you went to school in Christchurch and there was a Scottish band, you know, at your school, which is
right. We're at the, bagpipes. But yeah, you know, it made me think about US college social culture, you know?
Yeah, totally.
It's just so different. But yeah, they do have twirlers, which are these women who throw the baton up and down in the front, marching along.
Such a pivot. When you think about Stevie Nicks as this sort of, you know, waify, witchy character, this sort of cheerleadery, twirlery thing is actually so far from that persona she landed on.
I know! So she's in the video doing that, and apparently one of the other band members was overseas when they filmed this at like a big stadium. So they just
getting a marching band in here.
Oh yeah.
So was this recorded live?
No.
No. Okay.
No. But they use a cardboard cutout of one of the band members.
Oh my god.
But they do it live at some events and some, you know, recordings and live albums to bring it out.
It is quite, I mean, whatever you think about Fleetwood Mac, whether it's a band you like or not, this is quite a bombastic way to follow up a record, to be like, hey, you thought we couldn't top that? Well, we've got an entire marching band.
Listen to these harmonizing trumpets.
Someone says Scribe's comeback used a marching band. Bit of New Zealand marching band moment there.
Awesome. And if you see them live, marching bands do these amazing formations and will make shapes of, like, you know, the school logos. And
wow.
They're super fancy.
So it's such a big thing over there. I have, you know, never been really to the States, but I know friends who've gone, and then you go to a college football game and it's such a performance. The whole town is there. It's like this massive thing. When did that, how did that sort of happen? Like, why is that such a massive bit of culture?
This band we're listening to now started in 1908 at their school.
Oh my goodness. Whoa. So it's old. It's like old history.
Yeah.
It goes back a long time.
And it's been really cool because musicians get scholarships, you know, to go to uni. So it's not just the football players, you know, because they want the best band. No, so this is the Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket Marching Band.
Nice.
And they're doing what's called a cadence, which is when just the drummers come out.
Oh, cool.
And show off amazing skills.
Oh, someone says we do have New Zealand marching girl teams. I didn't know that was a thing here.
It's not as big as the States, though, eh?
No, it's not. I mean, it's not part of, like, everyday culture, which I think is the difference here, really. It's
bring them into rugby games. They should bring, you know, there's Ratana has a brass bands, the Ratana Church.
Yeah, of course.
Into bands. And I know some of the Pacific Island communities are into it. So, you know, it could be brought in.
I mean, this is amazing. It's kind of interesting because, like, when you sent us some of these tracks through, so many of the football team, the university, like, bands, they just have these albums which are just, like, showing off the various bits of the band. And it's kind of incredible. It's just like, this one is for the trumpets, this one is for the, you know, the drums. Like, it's quite a sort of, and now you guys get your moment, and you guys get your moment.
And it is mostly brass and percussion. And you picture these guys, you know how some of them will wear, like, you know, four drums hanging off of them.
Yeah. Gotta be strong to be in the marching band. I imagine they must practice for hours and hours as well.
Yeah, I mean, and then obviously it will become a, you know, important social, you know, just an important time of your life.
Someone says they reckon it's sad that in New Zealand we don't have that kind of whole town comes down for the big game with a band and a local hot dog stand vibe.
I'm there for the hot dog.
I know. And someone said, you know, like one academic said, you know, orchestras are for the elites. You know, marching bands are for everyone. And it was just sort of the rabble and getting you going and loud and live. Like, obviously you can't capture it in a recording.
Yeah. What's this, Kirsten?
Now, this is a weird link, because most of the things, you know, you could hear the drumming or an actual band sample, whereas people were putting this in their list of, you know, marching band influence songs because of the brass playing.
Ah.
That they're just saying, this is so obviously marching band, that these fellas playing just so obviously came. And so they were sneaking that sound into mainstream, you know, music. This is 1967, the Bar Kays.
I mean, this is a really famous song that I didn't know I knew until I was listening to it. And I was like, oh, I totally know this track. And then if you go on YouTube and you look it up, there are literally hundreds of videos of university marching bands performing this song. So it's kind of become a marching band song in that other way, where, like, obviously the Bar Kays pulled from their marching band past into their music, but then it's also come back around full circle and now marching bands like to play this track.
That's right, and that's what happened with Tusk as well. So it's this sort of
true
recycle, you know, that they can hear the marching band elements, and then obviously, you know, oh, here we go. Yeah, that's been sampled a lot.
Yeah. Oh, of course it has, yeah. We're getting some texts about the Marching Girls here, Kirsten, which are really interesting. They were apparently a New Zealand invention, and it's not to do with the band, it's actually just the Marching Girls. And someone says that they were really big here in the 70s and the 80s. There was even a punk band called the Marching Girls and a soap opera based on it. Every park in the suburbs had girls marching around for a while. And someone else has said, Grizzy said that they had a friend who was in a marching team in the late 60s and 70s. They would wear their Beetle boots and march around the backyard. It was a lot of fun, but with no band. That's what they were doing.
Oh, I want to see the TV show.
Yeah, me too. That's so good. Just marching around to recorded music is what they did, apparently. That's what this person says. This is so awesome. Thank you for bringing us marching bands. It's quite a fascinating bit of culture, and it's so loud. If you hear, you know, that volume of brass and drums in one place, it is quite a powerful thing. I can see why you would do it to rack everyone up before a game or keep them going during the halftime. It's quite impressive.
Yeah, I mean, awesome live, you can imagine. But yeah, there's some great videos online of it too.
For sure. Thank you very much, Kirsten, for bringing us marching bands this morning. Where are we going next week?
Finnish Freak Folk.
Finnish Freak Folk.
Oh my God.
That sounds amazing. We will see you next Friday.
Okay, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you very much.